Welcome, listeners. This is Rocky Mountain Media. This is your main co-host, I should say, Dina Gilmore. And this is Rocky Mountain Media's episode 17. I say hi, everybody.
Hi. Hi.
And we thought it'd be a fun little tidbit show to talk about fun little fact of what brought us to Colorado, or if we're in natives, I am not, and a little fun fact about something you would know about one of the club members. So I know what brought me to Colorado was basically heartbreak and healing from heartbreak, finding myself and really living a life that was about me. And a fun tidbit fact is most people don't know I'm a shaman. So
going clockwise, counterclockwise?
Doesn't matter. Just state your name and your turn. Anybody?
My name is Eric.
It's his birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday, Eric.
Thank you. Thank you. So from where I came from, I moved here about, let's say, a year and three-fourths, about a year and a half ago, from St. Louis. I lived there for 10 years. Before that, I lived in Illinois, spent most of my time in Illinois, in this place called Bloomington. Yeah, Bloomington, Illinois.
I have an ex-girlfriend from there.
So I lived there for a good chunk of my life. Like my like younger childhood, but then my like developmental years, I basically spent a decade in St. Louis, moved around a little bit, and then my parents split up, so we moved out of that giant estate that we lived in into an apartment with my mom, and then from there we kind of moved to this other townhome, and then me and my mom came to Colorado to get the hell out of Missouri, so that was why we didn't stay there. We didn't really like it that much, but we love it here. My mom is one of the administration for Red Rocks Community College, so it helped me out just even that much more to be able to go to school here, be around family and around great people and stuff. An interesting fact about myself. I'm trying to think of like something that people like I guess you guys don't already know. I can't really think of anything interesting.
He's a Taurus.
Yeah. I'm a Taurus.
There we go. He's stubborn.
I heard somewhere today that your TV has more gravitational pull than the moon does, like, which is like the science behind horoscopes. Like,
That's more than that.
Yeah, it's more than that,
So the moon has more gravitational pull than
I know what you're talking about.
I just thought that was like a funny fact to hear, like,
yeah,
because I was, I don't know, I thought, I look at my horoscope still.
I do too. I'm a little obsessive compulsive about it.
I forget that I'm a Taurus until somebody reminds me. And then I'm like, oh yeah.
Like Lori just did.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that's me.
Cool.
Who's next? Who wants to go next?
I'll go.
Yay.
I'm Lori. I've been here for, oh my God, almost 9 years.
Woo!
Which is crazy. That's,
longer than me.
Yeah, that's twice as long as I've lived anywhere since I was a teenager. Been moving around. St. Louis has a really nice zoo.
Nice free zoo.
I love it.
Beautiful
cherry blossoms down there, but that's about all that's...
The dogwood trees blossom too, but they smell like dog crap.
Downtown though with the pretzel dogs. I miss that.
Yeah, there's that place, and there's also the city museum. That's where
it's the pretzel dogs. The museum's good too.
Yeah.
And I'm an astrologer.
Yay.
Yay.
I knew you were into it, but I didn't know you were actually an astrologer. That's awesome.
Okay.
Do you own glass, like a telescope?
That's an astronomer.
Astronomy and astrology are two different.
It's all good.
Astrology, you still have to look at the stars, right?
No.
I just sort of say whatever.
I love it.
I'm the best. I don't mean to.
My name is Korshad.
Totally good.
You can call me Angelo. My name is Mongolian. It's harder for most people in the West. My dad actually, he got U.S. citizenship through the military. So after 9/11, like, we moved a lot of places from like 2001 to 2006. So I'm really from nowhere. And the first game I ever played was Super Mario 64 on my cousin's N64.
Is Angelo your middle name?
No, it's my Western name.
Did you choose it yourself?
Yeah.
So your birth name is Korshad?
Yep.
Did you come
up
with that yourself?
Yeah.
Like, how did you, do you have, like, where did it, like,
I just like the name.
You just liked it?
I know,
yeah.
So many questions. I'm like, this is
like,
rad.
I knew some people that changed their names, like, and chose names. I'm always curious, like, why the reason or, like, where they came for, or got the idea for that name.
Is that typical, like, in your culture? Like, you have a birth-given name, and then for, like...
No, as I immigrated, like, I took that name. My dad doesn't have a Western name, but I do, so...
Okay, cool.
It's a very wise thing for some immigrants, especially nowadays, because people are getting a lot more touchy about their subjects.
I really like your birth name, but we'll call you whatever you'd like. Yeah.
Mercury.
You want Angela? We can call you that.
No, I like if you can like pronounce it correctly because it's like really hard for most people to pronounce it that way. So
see, I don't see that hard, but that's cool.
Yeah.
So awesome.
It's neat. It's interesting.
Who else? What brought you here, Mac?
Being born in Denver, I guess you could say that.
No, he's not over Native. That's why I said that.
I guess you could say that's what brought me here. I'm fourth generation Native. As far as an interesting tidbit, this is nothing revolutionary or crazy, but I'm like addicted to peanut butter. A jar of peanut butter in my locker that I go randomly have a scoop out of like throughout the day.
Nice.
So. That's something
well,
you guys
that's your vegan protein right there.
Yeah, that's a good source of my vegan protein right there. But yeah, so that's a little thing.
I used to do that with almond butter.
Yeah,
I literally had a jar of
good.
Almond butter. Yeah.
Yeah.
That I'd keep in my locker or wherever I worked or
it
just
like,
easy protein.
I used to like Nutella obsessively.
Oh, God, I hate Nutella.
That's so terrible.
We missed that generation.
Peanut butter,
yeah.
Man.
Thank God.
That
yeah.
Nutella.
Yeah.
I woke up with an open jar of peanut butter by my bed 2 days ago.
Uh-oh, what were you doing the night before?
I don't remember. I was eating it.
Peanut butter just happens, man.
Yeah, peanut butter happens.
Hey, I love that. It's a
crunchy
new tagline. Peanut butter happens.
Crunchy or creamy?
Oh, you know, it depends on how I'm feeling, you know.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
You do both, crunchy, creamy.
He really likes peanut butter. He does both.
I do.
That's
like
a true connoisseur.
Right? I know,
yeah,
right? Because
yeah.
I really don't have much of a preference with the almond butter. I have an allergy to peanut butter. I can only have a little bit, and otherwise it'll give me a bad migraine. But that's why I do almond butter. But I don't really have crunchy or smooth either.
Creamy girl.
Yeah,
creamy is good.
Work on a burger as well.
Especially on
what?
A sandwich.
If it's on,
yeah.
If it's on toast, I like the creamy. But if I'm just eating it
from a jar, I don't
crunchy
care
for sure.
So yeah. Do you not like the super sugary peanut butters?
No, I like the more natural ones.
Yeah. Organic.
And I like too, like a little bit of almond butter and some honey.
I do, yeah.
The two of those together. Oh, man.
So my beating heart.
See? Mm.
Now I want to go like have some peanut butter.
I can talk food. I love it. Oh, this is good.
I'm Garrett. I moved here almost 4 years ago, come like October, November-ish. I moved here from Houston. Yeah.
We're Texas family.
Yeah, we are. It's fun. But you're from Dallas.
Uh-huh. You're from Houston. It's that rivalry.
Well, I grew up in Fort Worth, so.
Oh, awesome. I didn't realize that.
That was like from like... the period of 2006 to like 2014.
Oh, nice.
Right, how'd you like it?
It's
hot.
Hot, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very
humid.
Dry, too.
Humid. You get out of the shower and you feel like you need to take another shower.
I go back and
it's
visit
both humid and dry at the same time for some
mm-hmm.
reason.
No, I don't think I can live there anymore. It's too
I could not live there. The weather is too harsh on me. It's pretty bad when you're leaving your car, you've got the air conditioner on, you step out of your car, and you have instant fog up on your glasses.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
Bad.
I don't miss that.
Yeah.
No.
I've never experienced that. Having grown up in Colorado, this is so
yeah.
far.
Don't go there.
Like, wait, you.
You'll hate it compared to what you grew up with.
What's a mosquito?
Oh, God.
I missed the beach, though. But my time at in Houston come to an end. I, you know, finished up some studying, hit some, you know, bumps in the road, and I decided to uplift and buy a travel trailer and do the Colorado thing. I thought I was going to live in a Breckenridge and do like the ski bum life. You know? And then I got up there, like the I think it's called the Tiger's Den RV or something park. And I go there and they like, no, you can't stay here. Because apparently it's a luxury RV park.
Oh.
It's an oxymoron to me. it was too old or something. So
oh, my
gosh. I did, like, the state park thing, and, you know, eventually moved in with some friends. And,
oh, man.
Yeah, I figured it out. It was fun.
Well,
that's cool, the nomad life, though. I like that.
Aspen,
especially, but a lot of places in the Front Range, like, are, like, they have to be, like, super fancy. They don't, like, apparently they don't want riffraff in there or something.
They're escaping.
Yeah.
They're escaping everything else in there.
Which
life.
Is their loss, in my
team
opinion,
riffraff.
Because you could have got some awesome photography there and videography. So that would have been great for you if they would have let your below them standards Vagabond stay there.
I guess so. But yeah, something interesting about me. Got a cat recently. Rescued a cat. Her name's Halle Berry.
Nice.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome!
She scratched the shit out of part of my front. She scratched the poop out of me last night. She
hopefully
was like,
not literally.
Me, like, you know, rubber stomach, and I, you know,
ouch.
She with those back claws just got me bad. Like blood. It was like Dexter. You blood on the wall.
That's just pretty nasty scratches there.
Immediately pulled my hand back and just so deep. It was bad.
Ow.
Cool.
She didn't
mean
to.
At least I hope she didn't mean to. She could have. She's kind of a jerk.
Yeah, trim those claws.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm trying to let her go outside, so I don't know. It's like a trade-off, you know?
Yeah.
Introducing her outside, I don't want her to be, like, defenseless.
Yeah.
Mm.
I guess that's my interesting fact, is I have a cat, too, named Jinx.
Oh, Jinx? That reminds me of Binks from Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
Oh. What an X I always wanted to
You've never seen Hocus Pocus?
No.
Oh my god.
Binks reminds me of Jar Jar Binks, which gives me bad memories. So
Bette Midler.
Kathy Najimy, if I said that right. Najimy. Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
I can't remember the kids' names.
If I read
Thora Birch was the girl. Yeah, there was a bunch of them. But anyway, it's like a cult classic for Halloween.
Yeah. Oh, it's like a
Hocus
movie?
Pocus. Yeah.
Oh,
you have to watch it for Halloween.
Okay.
Yeah,
maybe we'll have to do that as a club for the fall.
So
oh my god, we
can
have a movie screening
Disney.
Party for the fall.
It is like the
oh god, that would be so much fun.
Disney.
Okay.
Nathan hasn't gone yet.
Disney's movie?
Yeah, Nathan.
Yeah.
Your turn.
It was originally well.
Fun fact about yourself and what made you come to Colorado, native or not?
Native or not? Well. Sorry to disappoint, native.
That's not disappointing. That's cool.
That's
never
exciting.
Lived anywhere else. I was born in Westminster. Lived there most of my life.
Laura just bought a house out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a nice place.
I like it.
Do you live in Westminster right now?
No, I live in Arvada right now.
I like Arvada.
I love
Arvada. Arvada's nice.
The same thing. It's pretty close.
You're close, yeah.
It was like where I was living in the trailer park, RV Deluxe, 55th and Federal. It was like, I had to move out of the house and back into the trailer.
Oh, man.
Through the stay. It was fun. Felt like Jim at the office, like in an episode of Trailer Park Boys. Trailer Park life is weird.
So for you natives, what's it like when all these transplants move here? Does it bother you guys?
So I've met a lot of my close friends are from out of state, but I have to say, having grown up before all the traffic and all the disaster and all the growth and, you know, buildings covering skylines, like, I do miss that, but I am very thankful for the people I've met, though. I'll say that for sure.
I understand what I understood from the new Alex of South Park with everyone just moving into South Park.
Yeah.
Because that takes place in this area.
Right.
That's one thing I didn't find in St. Louis. Everybody was trying to leave. Come
here.
Either here, California, or Seattle, or Florida.
Yeah, because we have a lot of Texans that move here. Hence, there's three of us in the room.
Well, Houston, I went to go visit last month, and it's still growing. There's people moving there.
Oh, Dallas, too.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, every time I visited there.
There's 12 lanes, you know, wide on the highway.
It's crazy.
Dallas traffic is a bear.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and they should have done that here. They should have anticipated. Well, hopefully.
South is sounding crappier and crappier to go
to. Oh, man. I tell you, when I laughed my butt off when people say, oh, it's rush hour here, and I'm like, you think this is rush hour? Sit in Dallas traffic.
The worst is just north of downtown
Houston.
Compared to what it used to be, though, this is like crazy. That's
yeah, I'm
thing.
Sure.
It's the
yeah,
baseline
yeah.
where we were at,
to
where it is
yeah.
now, is what's.
Well, even the DFW era, like in the 90s, wasn't that bad either.
No, it really wasn't. It's it's because the economy thrives so well there. Cost of living's low. It is a great place to raise your family.
It's crazy. Spend $400,000 on a little house in Inglewood.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's a mansion in Dallas, man. I'm telling you.
Rooms, three, four baths, a pool in the backyard, like.
Yep.
I could like
trees,
build
and like probably like a lawnmower service to go along with your HOA.
It's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, my mom was able to build on a property she bought without a job in Crowley. So
wow.
Yeah, my mom when we moved here, she had to buy the house before she ever even saw it.
because like,
oh
how many
gosh.
People buy houses and you look on one
yeah.
one day,
oh, yeah.
the next day it'll be gone.
Yep.
And people would have paid cash for it.
Especially
over
now in Arvada.
Yeah, because Arvada's Arvada is really growing now.
Oh, yeah.
No, everywhere's growing here.
Arvada's just not that big, so you
yeah.
see it happen more.
Yeah.
No.
We already know your interesting fact, Mr. I speak 20 languages.
I know, right? Oh, yeah, you got to share your interesting 20 fact.
20 languages?
Interesting fact. I don't know. I have ADHD.
Yeah.
Nowadays, everybody.
Wait,
does.
What did you just say? I have ADD, so I get it. That's
so
awesome.
You're not going to go about the linguistics, bro?
No.
Do you really speak 20 languages?
I don't.
No,
know.
He doesn't. he's like semi fluent in Gaelic, Japanese, and
Gaelic is
so.
Weird. That's a weird language. You ever hear that like spoken? Like
which one?
Gaelic. It's like the
yeah.
native.
No,
language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I already need it.
Wow.
It sounds like they're singing, man. It's weird. It's cool.
We're going to put you on the spot. Say something in Gaelic.
Yeah, that's one. Yeah.
Say happy birthday in Gaelic.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know happy birthday in Gaelic.
Anything.
Say something you do know.
I don't even know. I don't remember the whole phrase. But what do I remember? I remember Anwil Khatagum de la Mach, which is part of a phrase for... May I go to the bathroom?
That Irish kids learn. Reminds me in Spanish, El baño, por favor.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's
yeah.
the bathroom?
Wo ist die Toilette? German.
Ah.
Wo ist die Toilette? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, I need to learn those languages because I listen to a lot of classical music, and when I like find a piece, I'm like, oh, it's an awesome piece. I love it, but I can't pronounce the name of it, so I can't look it up. Or I can't tell my friend and be like, check this
I
out.
I actually translated some lyrics for Sammy that she was doing for a showcase.
Oh,
so
nice. There you go.
Oh, that's neat.
Mm-hmm. 6 years of Spanish.
You guys are so talented.
Interesting.
I love the plethora of talent that's always in our meetings with you guys.
You got tech guys, you got music guys, you got linguistics guys.
You got writers, you got filmmakers, you got photographers.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a lot of talent here. IT.
We can make a move.
what would you say, engineering for you?
I mean, he has a pocket computer.
Yeah, obviously.
I know, right?
Computer science more than engineering, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sorry.
A little bit of both?
Let's just say you've got Connor.
So. You got Connor.
You got Connor. We got Connor. I love it. I can go with that. Well, since you guys are natives, where do you go to, like, travel? Like, because I know Colorado is such a travel state. Do you guys, like, go somewhere? Or do you stay here? You staycation?
As far as in Colorado, I really like Telluride. That's, like, one of the
I've never
places.
Been there yet.
Everybody says it's one of the best places.
I highly recommend it.
Festival there.
Yeah. Yep.
Have you guys heard of Dead Guy Days?
Are you talking about in Netherlands?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I haven't been yet, but I've heard of it.
Do you know what it's like about? That dude who like froze himself in a cave and then they like paraded his body out for a festival because
yep.
he was frozen and then they just celebrate that every year.
But mm-hmm. I found
that's a good time.
I found
also
funny
weird
about that town.
Kind of a good
yeah.
time.
Isn't that in March?
Yeah.
What I found funny about that town, it was named Netherlands and was full of dispensaries.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Makes sense.
You know, I read somewhere that red hair was going to be like extinct by the year 2060.
Oh,
you have to do, you have to do your due diligence. You have to find another red haired woman.
Nathan's
our
resident ginger.
It's your duty.
Completely
you
out
can't
of
let
field.
Your people go extinct.
100 years ago in the United States, blue eyes were 50% of the population. Now they're 10%.
Whoa, I wonder
yeah.
why.
Wow, that's crazy.
I wonder what makes that change.
Well, here has blue eyes. I do.
Yeah,
I
blue
do.
Eyes
or,
are,
yeah.
I think everyone here does besides
yeah,
me because
lots
I'm
of people
Asian.
Do.
I don't.
So.
I mean, it,
oh,
it is also
yeah.
to do with like population.
I have brown eyes just like
yeah.
you.
Wait,
who is
but
the,
we are
it's
mixed breed in my family. We're
yeah.
a little bit of everything.
Is anybody here left-handed?
I used to be. I used to be ambidextrous. They made me choose in school.
They made
me
choose.
I catch a ball or bowl. Sometimes bat with my left hand. Everything else is the right.
I'm the only left-handed.
The
only true
lefty,
yeah.
I use my left hand for most things but writing.
Yeah, I was in elementary school, and I think I was second grade or something. And the teacher said, raise your hand you write with. So, of course, I did this. I raised both hands. And the teacher's like, you can't do that. You're confusing the rest of the class. And I'm like, well,
yep.
I use both. And she's like, well, if you won't choose, I'll choose for you. The rest of the class is right-handed. You're right-handed. I'm like, dang, because I might be a totally different artist.
Well, I had a friend from an Arab country who was actually like a natural left hand, and that's like considered like so
that's
bad in their culture. So he learned the right with his right hand. So.
Yeah, same thing with like really heavy Christianity.
Yeah, they did.
It's the devil.
I thought there was just my crazy uncle doing that to his kids, but
no,
no.
It was actually a thing.
It
yeah,
was a
no,
thing.
It's a tradition for a lot of people,
especially like in the South. They're very. Why I love my heritage, and I love that I grew up in the South. There's a lot of things I'm proud of, but they did do a lot of that with kids. Like if you didn't make a choice right then, right there, they would choose for you.
Yeah.
Like I can remember being 18 years old. I'm now deemed an adult by the country, the state. And I didn't know how to make my own decisions because they were made for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, I have a choice. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I did that with like probably the first 10 years of my life. I'm like, I don't know who I am. I don't know what to do. I don't know.
You got to learn it all.
I would run in circles a lot.
Yeah.
I can relate.
Yeah, same here. Mm-hmm. I didn't even grow up in like deep South. I grew up in Missouri, but that's still southern.
It's still
southern enough to where
it's still southern programming.
I still
kind of
feel like, because I grew up in Florida and Texas, I still feel kind of weird like talking to an older person by their first name. So.
Oh, yeah. It's always Mr.
Yeah.
or Mrs.
Yeah.
Or Miss.
That's one of the things about going to school here is you can address your professors and teachers as their first name.
That was so odd for me.
It threw me off.
And another thing was cursing around your parents too.
Oh yeah, every time I was in school and texted Mr. and Miss.
Yeah.
It was just,
and you would never call them by their first name.
No.
There's even like videos now of kids walking around their school like basically like just being like goobers, I guess, and they're walking around to their teachers while they're like sitting around something at their desk. They're like, "Hey Jennifer," she's like, "Excuse me." It's Miss Jennifer to you.
Or when they get offended when you say ma'am. Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am. They're like, "Don't call me ma'am. Oh, I'm sorry."
I grew up saying yes sir, yes ma'am though. So it's just a natural thing for me.
Yeah.
Same for me. Yeah.
I don't care if they're older or younger,
yeah.
I'll still say yes ma'am, yes sir.
I did.
It's respect.
I was at Milk 2 weeks like a while back, or in the bar waitress, or I think she was a transgender male. I messed up the pronoun just there, but I kept on saying yes sir. And I was like, I caught myself and I was like, oh, don't say it again. And then on the way out, when I was buying my drink, I said yes ma'am, or I said it again. I consciously said not to say it.
Yeah.
Don't use a
yeah.
pronoun. And
it's
I
programming.
Just southern mind just immediately, and I think it just went out, you know. And it's hard. I mean,
I think
it's
spend most of our
sucks.
Adult lives deprogramming how we were programmed.
it's
tough.
What's one of the things that
be an
the
asshole,
people who aren't from here, what's something that you brought over from outside? Like me, I love toasted ravioli. And that's does anybody here even know what toasted ravioli is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No.
Okay, cool.
We have everything fried or toasted in Texas.
Honestly,
yeah.
Good meats and good chili and good sausage.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's so much more meat-based than Texas.
Yeah, I talk to people here, and I'm like, so you want, like, what if I made, like, toasted ravioli? I was like, what are you talking about, toasted ravioli?
Yeah.
Or, like, cream soda. I know, like, a lot of people, that's a St. Louis thing, because it started in St. Louis. But a lot of people drink it here, they're like, what the
heck? Don't they call it pop in the Midwest, though?
We could pop or soda.
Cream soda is still cream soda.
Yeah.
It's got soda in the name.
Everything's
so.
Coke in Houston.
Or Pepsi.
Yeah.
I was a Pepsi girl. We were a house divided.
But
my mom was Dr. Pepper. My sister was Coke. I was Pepsi.
Everyone's big on Dr. Pepper in Texas because it's from Waco.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's just like, I'll have this kind of Coke. I'll have a Sprite. I'll have Dr. Pepper. And
fried rice. I know people have that here too,
mm-hmm.
in Chinese restaurants. But like fried rice is like a huge big thing in St. Louis. Maybe it's just because St. Louis people are like, no, it's ours.
The funny thing is, it's not that big in Japan though.
Yeah, not all. None of the Chinese food that we eat is big in any other Asian country.
Well, and I had a Japanese aunt before she passed, and every family gathering, she always made her fried rice because we all loved it. But generally, like at home, she didn't make it that often.
Like,
they made a lot of miso soup and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but
so like cheese in Chinese cuisine. You know?
I mean, there
mm-hmm.
isn't like Mongolia and Tibet where like there is more milk.
Like,
so
yeah,
Japan,
a lot of Eastern
yeah.
cultures,
like
they respect the cow
cheese.
In a different way than we do. They don't tend to eat as many dairy products.
But that is more India because, like, in Tibet and like Mongolia, there is a lot of
it's
milk.
There.
Yeah,
yeah. But sometimes you might be getting horse or goat milk.
Yep.
Well, we hope you guys out there listening have enjoyed our show as much as we have today, talking about whether we grew up here, natives, a fun fact about ourselves, even getting into food, which I think all of us could talk about all day. So You've tuned in for Rocky Mountain Media, episode 17. Thank you guys so much for listening. Say bye, everybody.
Bye.
Goodbye.